Each and every show here on America Tonight, we are so fortunate to kick it around with our good friends from Talk Radio News. One of my favorites, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, before we went on the air, I'm going to reveal this. He said that you are just geeked up on energy drinks and the adrenaline of the news, right?
Oh, that's it. Energy drinks, caffeine, and today's news.
All right,
Arizona, just gets you all charged up.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? You know, that so Jan Brewer with the Arizona veto, now there's all these other states that are considering similar legislation. Do you think in any of the other, you know, five or six states that it actually passes?
No, Ohio, my home state's one of them. That this actually, the action in Arizona of Republican governor vetoing this, which, you know, she did, Jan Brewer, actually chilled talk in Ohio about same type of measure. And, you know, somebody asked me today, Kate, about some sophisticated political analysis of this. And, you know, she met with the people for it. She met with the people against it. And then three words came right to her mind. National Football League. They threatened to go elsewhere
yeah,
to the Super
yeah.
Bowl. And I'm serious about that because, as the governor said, you know, this is the first piece of legislation. They should have sent me something else. Well, she knew it was going through the system and could have stated that. So, you know, credit to her for vetoing it. But at the end of the day, when you get the National Football League and Apple and American Airlines, Intel and Marriott saying, we don't think we're going to do business in Arizona, that sends an economic chill.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And there were a lot of people, some very conservative people that were saying, you can't do this because you will kill business here. You will kill it.
I mean, the example of the bill, it's called a religious freedom bill, but mm-hmm. somebody walks in a restaurant and then the owner says, hey, by the way, you look a little bit gay. I'm not going to serve you a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do there? You know, did they do a litmus test of some type?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, the whole thing was, but it passed through the legislature on its way to her and she vetoed it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's jump on to a couple of different things. One, this is kind of a funny thing that I think you'll enjoy, but Seth Rogen, the actor, has made a lot of funny movies. He was there testifying about Alzheimer's, you know, talking about being involved in Alzheimer's and having more money for research and that kind of thing. And afterwards, there's a big story that he said that the people that he was speaking to, the lawmakers, had a hard time staying awake as he was testifying about Alzheimer's. I guess this is his first rodeo as far as the chamber is concerned.
Well, you know, he also commented, like, there were only two people of 18 that were remaining in the room. And, you know, I brought some celebrities to the Hill before. The most notable one was John Travolta. We helped him rehearse actually testifying. And sometimes when the celebrities come to the Hill, I think they have this whole vision of the Hill, and then they get there, and members are in and out. They're having a meeting with constituents. They're running here and running there. And sometimes they just don't physically sit there during the hearings, or they do look bored, especially if C-SPAN's not, you know, panning them. And so I think he experienced Capitol Hill at its finest sometimes.
Hey, you know, the Travolta story, so people know, you got to pick up Bob's book, Sideswiped. It's so excellent. And you talk about Travolta coming and saying that he, as he looked out and he just was overwhelmed. You didn't use that word overwhelmed, but you said he was just in awe of what it was like to be in the Capitol and be in the bowels of the Capitol and really see what goes on there. I thought that was pretty cool.
It was like out of a movie. He was sitting with Newt Gingrich and myself, and Newt saying, you can't leave till my wife gets here, you know, and he's met world leaders, and he said, I'll get killed if you leave. And then all of a sudden, Travolta looks, the sun's setting, and he said, I feel so. And it was like out of a movie. He went, American. And it wasn't. He had never been in the Capitol. And I just finally realized, I said, you've never been here before. He said, no, but he said, I kind of like this politics, and I told him you should run for governor. He said, where? I said, pick a state.
Yeah, other people have done it, right? There was Jesse
plenty.
Ventura's done it. Schwarzenegger's done it. Yeah. That's good. Hey, your good pal, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, yesterday he releases a thing about talking about tax reform and blah, 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 blah. That's the comment he said. It's the same thing that's going on. And now he's saying he expects the House on a different matter to vote on a full budget resolution. And he says they've done this every year since the Republicans took over in 2011. But, you know, what are the prospects of that sailing along? Yeah, maybe through the House, but in the long run, probably not, do you think?
It won't make it through the system. But I have to tell you, I was part of this. They freak out if you don't vote for this budget document. And honestly, you can vote for it or against it and defend it, to be frank with you. But it's this, you know, matter of litmus test of if you're a true Republican or not. You have to vote for the thing. So they press it to the wall, and he might go blah, blah, blah on the other things. But on this one, if they don't get the votes they want, you'll hear elbows breaking in the chamber, twisting their arms.
Yeah, I like that, elbows breaking in the chamber.
When it's real quiet, we say that, you can hear the elbows breaking.
Yeah, no kidding. Of all the legislation that you were part of, I've always wanted to ask you this question. I don't know, we haven't talked about it, but what was the thing that you were most proud of that you got through that you were part of?
Oh, yeah. Steny Hoyer and I, plus Senator Dodd, a lot of other senators were involved. But we passed, I authored the Help America Vote Act. I did the Braille bill, too, but I authored the Help America Vote Act. And that one stopped people from being turned away at the polls. It was a very, very good bill, bipartisan. And I really, it modernized the election systems in America without federalizing. That's the bill I like the best.
All right. Bob Ney, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again. Bye-bye. Coming up on America Tonight, John Boehner and the secret talks with the Prez. Remember, I said, what do you think the top thing is they were talking about? And bingo, I had it right, immigration reform. Boehner didn't necessarily reveal much, but he did say that it centered around what they've been talking about for a while, the president's agenda on having this happen before he gets out of office, and he's looking to the speaker to help him. And of course, all the Washington newspapers are saying, yeah, this is pretty much what was discussed when the two of them met earlier this week. And that what are the potential places where there might be some cooperation, and that was one of them that came out. That's not shocking, although they can say they've had healthy, healthy conversations. I still see this going round and round. I really don't believe there's going to be any kind of solid legislation on immigration reform anytime soon, and definitely not during the Obama administration. This is something that has been kicked. This can has been kicked down the road again and again and again. I can remember being in Vegas and people protesting during the Bush years, Bush 2, and then there were other protests around the country over what was going on and rights for people in the country illegally, and lots of conversation about amnesty and a pathway to citizenship, and still, nothing really came of it. Just a lot of Sunday talk show guests, a lot of op-ed pieces, a lot of talk show hosts talking about it, but nothing solid ever came of it. Come inside, schools and flags, California and guns. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Tonight, a couple of things hit my radar earlier today, but it's stuff that we've been talking about before, bubbling back up, things that actually could end up in the Supreme Court and some that have ended up in the Supreme Court already. Let's talk about guns first, because, you know, certainly, as I say, this is that cocktail conversation that's sure to ignite the crowd, depending on where you are. But what's happened is in California, gun owners are flooding, they say. I mean, just bombarding them with applications for concealed and carry. The sheriff's offices in two counties. This follows a ruling just a couple of weeks ago by a federal appeals court that citizens don't have to justify their, you know, their requests. So Orange and Ventura are the two counties. They dropped the good cause standard for issuing the permits after the requirement was struck down by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. 2-1. That's what it was. That's what the panel ruled, that the Second Amendment bars the counties from requiring the gun owners who want to carry concealed firearms to demonstrate any kind of special individual needs for protection, because that was the argument. Well, they have to really show it. And since that happened, so that's what, 2 weeks, right? 2.5 weeks. About 500 applications that so far. That's the total number that was filed in 2013. So more. And they expect that it's going to be even bigger than that. People that wanted to have, you know, wanted to have weapons for self-defense. And that's what they're saying. They say they're going to accept the applications for self-defense or personal protections as the cause. And they still, by the way, are telling the people who are applying that it wouldn't hurt to do the statement of good cause, but okay, fine. Since it's been dropped, it's not necessary. They believe by the end of the year, it could be, you know, into the thousands, at least a couple thousand, let's say. So in other California counties, you had like San Diego County, for example, Los Angeles County, they're waiting for the law to become final before they change the rules. They're not doing anything until they see that happen. And here's the two sides of the coin, which is why I say it's the cocktail conversation that's sure to ignite the crowd. You have guys like Chris Cox, who's the executive director of the National Rifle Association's Institute, long title, for legislative action. And he says, listen, no one should have to wait until they're assaulted before they're allowed to exercise their fundamental right of self-defense. And the U.S. Supreme Court's already affirmed the constitutional right to keep arms. And now the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is doing the same thing. On the other hand, on the other side of this, you have Jonathan Lowry from the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence. And he says, we're hopeful that this mistake will be corrected by the entire court. And goes on to say the parents of Jordan Davis and Trayvon Martin, whose children were killed by licensed concealed carry holders, could educate the court about the real dangers posed by this legal error. So what's happening is, you know, in the meantime, with these applications pouring in, and once they're approved, then that moves forward and the gun owners, you know, get their permits. And that's it. More of that kicks around. It's the other counties that don't have it and then the counties that do. In Orange County, it makes sense. You got to be 21. Got to have the background check thing. And then the course. The course has varied from place to place. The course is 4 or 16 hours, they say. It just depends. And they've got a backlog, so that would take a while. And they're doing the whole interviewing thing, and they're saying that that part of it is also backed up. So I don't know, fair or foul, concealed and carry, is it about time that other states and other people have the right to do the same thing? Have the right to own a gun, self-defense, protection, you know, whatever? Or is it, do you believe it is a slippery slope? That the more guns that are out there, the more possibilities of them being used on the people maybe that own them. You know, my thing with guns, I think, if you haven't heard the show, is that I believe we don't want to take rights away. So the Second Amendment stands. And I don't think you want to do that. And if people really want to find guns, then the black market explodes even more. That's what happens. And as many times as you can hear horrific stories, and they are, who wants to hear about a kid finding a gun, taking it to school? Of course not. But then there are stories, and a lot of them go untold, and we've had some of those people on the show, of those that are gun owners who practice, know how to use their gun, and have used it to prevent robbery, something worse, help a neighbor, you know, a myriad of things. And most of those, not all, but most of those stories are underreported, I think. They're underreported. So you don't get the whole picture on the other side of it. You just get the horrific side of it when something unimaginable and gut-wrenching happens because of somebody with a gun. And somebody sent me a note. Okay, so concealed and carry, would that apply to a high, one of the, any of the high point models? The pistols? You know, the pistols, the high points, they made something like 78,000. You know, to me, with gun ownership comes the responsibility. I mean, that's the bottom line. Clean it, store it right. If you have it, know what you have to do with it so that there isn't a problem. If someone does break in or something does happen, you have to be prepared to be able to take that person out. Otherwise, you could make it worse. Dan in Texas joins us. Dan, I know you have some opinions about this.
Yes. Hello, baby.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fatter than a bear, bitter than a fiddle.
That's good.
Well, let's see. Where should we start? Okay, I'm all in favor of the gays having their way and getting their marriage license. I think it's wonderful. And when the Muslims take over, all they got to do is go through the record books and find out where everybody is. And adios, muchachos.
You're terrible. Nah, somebody said to me today, let them go get divorces too.
It's going to happen. It's inevitable because we do not have any cojones in this country anymore. We don't stand up for our rights. We don't stand up against wrong. And we're not going to persecute our beloved Muslim brothers anyway, but we'll hang every Christian that comes down the pike, I mean, for anything under the sun. So it's just a matter of time. If not in my lifetime, I mean, I'm old. I'll be gone. Big deal. Who cares? But, you know, this is going to happen. And on the gun thing, yes, I'm all in favor of packing a little piece of heat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you think the key thing is there you have to get a permit and just be responsible. Use it, know what you have to do.
Absolutely. I mean, you carry a gun. Well, you have a gun. Well, I know that you have one somewhere. And you use it for your own protection. And you didn't get it because you want to go out and be a gunslinger. And you didn't get it because you want to kill people. And you didn't get it because of any adverse thing. But you do have your peace because these are terrible, terrible times that we're living in. And you could be under all kinds of stress and threat and even loss of life as we speak.
Right, and the key thing is the responsibility deal. If you're you have to take it seriously.
Absolutely.
And the more people that take it seriously, then the less blowback you get on gun ownership, I think. Damn, we're up against it, so we gotta fly. Thanks. Coming up, John Boehner opens up. And you'll be surprised what he has to say. That's next on America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Our members will not shy away from advancing a better solutions for the American people. It's why our Ways and Means Chairman has commenced a discussion about how to reform our broken tax code. It's why our leaders have outlined a vision for how we would tackle immigration reform.
All right, so John Boehner, more of the blah, 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 the Speaker of the House, who... tenure is probably running out. The clock is ticking, and you don't have to be a genius to know that. For some of the things that happened earlier in the beginning of this year, carrying over from last year too, as well, continuing down the same thread of the budget and the tax reform and the conversations over that. And you know, the problem is, first of all, Obama and Boehner say they see eye to eye on immigration, for real. So what do they see eye to eye on as far as immigration is concerned? The healthy conversations that they had. Think of the Republican leaders in the House and what their framework for immigration reform is. A conditional plan to legalize millions of immigrants who are in the country illegally, right? That's what they're saying the overall picture is, because they got clobbered in the last presidential election with hardly any of the Hispanic vote. So they're saying now that they're going to support a bill that would have people that are living in the United States become legal. But it's not the same as the Senate bill. the Senate bill puts the immigrants on the pathway to full citizenship. So the Republicans are saying that they're not willing to do that, that there's other benchmarks that they would have to meet. They would have to admit, the people that are here illegally would have to admit that they screwed up, their culpability. They would have to pass background checks. They would have to pay fines and back taxes. They would have to be proficient in English and American civics. How many of you failed history class? And they would they'd have to be able to support themselves and their families without access to public benefits. Also, border security would have to first be met before any immigrant could apply for legal residency, you know, or the green card. That's very much completely, it's very different from what the Senate's idea is of what should happen. And so the DREAM Act is turning around into different directions. 14 states have passed some version of it. New Jersey, especially, which supposedly Chris Christie is still on that short list for presidential nominees for the Republicans, which I can't believe that. And the DREAM Act people say they're not going to criticize Republicans to give them an opportunity to work legislation, including legalization and border security components, that they didn't want that. So we're back to the same thing. Documentation, tracking systems, verification, workplace enforcement, all of that. And border security and interior enforcement is number one on the list for the Republicans. So seeing eye to eye, I don't think so. Unless they're viewing it through fuzzy eyes or rose-colored glasses. I don't believe that's the case at all. And we cannot say, and I've said this a couple times, I did it twice. I spent a week two different times with the Border Patrol. I saw with my own eyes exactly what's going on, especially in the sparse areas where they're, you know, you're not talking Tijuana or Juarez, where you have crossing points and then you have other points where the, you know, Rio Grande River, people are coming across the river. But even further out, even with an increased border patrol, it's still not enough. And do you think this people that are, let's say there's 11 million, I think it's more, but let's say it's 11 million, whatever that number is. So the people that are here living it out now with families and houses and neighborhoods and whatnot, and a lot are stuffing money in mattresses or sending money back to Mexico and other places, because Mexico will say that's one of the biggest things that they have going is the money coming back, funneling back from the United States, from the people working in the country. You know, what kind of fines? They're going to pay a $10,000 fine. Where are they getting that? $10,000 fine for every single person in their family? I don't think so. I've had this discussion with people that I know or that are in a similar situation, and they say no way. There's no way that they have that money to cough that money up. So I'm just saying, sometimes we hear the fairy tale side of things, and I think we're getting the fairy tale side from Boehner on immigration, on budget, and on tax reform. I don't think we're close to any of those things. When was the last time, here's a great question. Do you remember, when was the last time officially the U.S. had a balanced budget? Like, it's a great trivia question. Does anyone remember when that was? I'm sure we've talked about it on the show. It seems like an impossibility. And there's always the argument, by the way, over Bill Clinton and whether he had a balanced budget or not. I'll tell you this, the amount of deficit we weren't talking about at the time. And it just doesn't, you know, it just doesn't make any sense to me that we jump ahead and we're two moves in front, but we need to be two moves back, and we never clean that up. We never seem to do that. So it's the same with immigration. That's what Boehner didn't tie in. We're on the merry-go-round. Pick a horse. One called immigration, one called budget, and one called tax reform. And don't let any kids sit on top of it because they're going to crumble underneath it. I mean, there isn't a balanced budget provision in our Constitution, of course. And this is why some would say, well, you know, it's not really required. But baloney, it's not required. And they've proposed amendments to the Constitution which will require a balanced budget. I think that would be an excellent idea. Why not? Let's do that. When we're talking about all this borrowing that we're doing, why not have a balanced budget? And this was what we kept hearing. Remember, if you go back to George H.W. Bush, how many times did you hear when he would go up in those debates against Ross Perot, they would talk about balancing budgets. There was the whole balanced budget amendment. And a lot of people jumped to Perot because that was a thing he was pushing. He was saying eliminate trade deficit, and this has got to be one of our major things that we have to focus on, the deficit, the deficit, the deficit. In fact, if you went back and you looked at a lot of what Perot had to say, boy, it made a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense. And you can go back and you can look at the numbers. I looked at them today. I had actually a little chart out. I was looking at the, and I know I'm digressing, but I looked at a chart of the deficit and how much it increased and where, you know, how many times, what the trillions are we were talking about. And, you know, naturally when you go back, it's interesting. You go back to the early 90s, and the deficit that we were talking about there, just a little over $4 trillion. You jump up to 2004, and that number's just over $7 trillion. And then you fall off your chair as you get up to, like, 2009, 11, almost $12 trillion. And then the rest is history. Of course, we're at $7 trillion now, which just seems out of control. And all the other things that happened in between, I would say to Boehner, what about the Budget Control Act, right, of 2011? That resolved the debt ceiling crisis. And, of course, it required Congress to vote on a balanced budget amendment in the near future, right? So what happened to all of that? And then the debt ceiling increased by $1.5 trillion. If that had happened before, what would the debt limit be? Somebody told me this today. They wanted me to guess what I thought the number would be, talking about those numbers. Said it would be almost $19 trillion. $19 trillion. Ugh. I don't want to get too bogged down in the numbers because I promised I would give you the payoff on the flags and the schools and the controversy. John Boehner didn't really want to talk about this. Somebody asked him a question about it. But here we go again. Northern California, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals said concerns of racial violence outweighed students' freedom of expression to wear flags, American flags, and it would inflame Latino students celebrating the Mexican holiday. This is Live Oak High School in the suburbs of San Jose. They say there's a history of problems between white and Latino students when that day pops up. So because of the ruling, Cinco de Mayo, no American flag shirts or you're suspended and sent home. That is ridiculous. Give me a break. Heading for the exits, making the final turn next.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
Thing that love cannot solve, and that is when you are freezing cold with these crazy temperatures. You know, so much of our emphasis here in America Tonight, and maybe it's because my family getting pummeled by the abominable snowstorms, the everlasting snowstorms in Philadelphia and New Jersey, so much of the focus is on snow and what happened in Atlanta, what happened in Raleigh with the ice and the cars being stuck and the dumb mayors having everybody head for the exits all at the same time. But what about the temperatures? We have talked about it, but these temperatures are crazy. In fact, since I'm in this satellite ship, let's go to our man Kyle who excitedly stepped into the shoes of Nathan tonight to get a check on the weather up there. Now, if he's grouchy, I bet it's going to be, he's going to tell us it's pretty cold. So you be the judge when you hear him come on, whether he's grouchy or happy. Hi, Kyle.
Hello. It is -8. My car won't start degrees. And it feels like -20 with the wind chill. Stay inside.
-20. Oh, that's brutal. And in all seriousness, that's what they're saying in Minneapolis. So in the Midwest, the number of days with sub-zero temperatures has reached record, or, 70. That's a crazy amount of days. Record or near record levels. I mean, that's a long time, 70. And one of the worst places is Minnesota. International Falls, Minnesota, they've had 69 through this winter, 69 through February 27th. Friday makes 70. It ties like an all-time record. Grand Forks, North Dakota, same thing. They're going to be 70 on Friday, too, of the sub-zero temperatures. Just, you know, all-time records being shattered. Crazy. And sadly, and this is why, you know, Kyle says the thing about the car and starting the car and everything. There had been times in Minnesota and North Dakota and the upper Midwest where they're telling people, you know, just stay home. Just stay home, because you have this situation in Minnesota. Because of the extreme cold, there was a six-year-old girl who died. And in this day and age, that seems just unbelievable to me. How does that happen, that they find a girl who's dead because of the cold, but there were other people that had frozen to death because they were exposed, they were outside and whatnot, and that's what happened. The police were called in, and it was, you know, 6:30 in the morning. They said it was weather-related, and the little girl, I guess the mother and a neighbor reported it. So the emergency responders came to the apartments. She was in the front entrance of the apartment building. They could tell when they arrived that she had the signs. They know right away that she had signs of being exposed. She had been found lying outside. She was fully dressed with gloves, a coat, and a hat. But it wasn't enough to survive that cold. So, they pronounced her dead before they could even get her to the hospital. And they, you know, of course, what happens afterwards? Kids in the school are shocked, and they bring in grief counselors, and they say that she was just the sweetest girl, her nature and whatnot. I mean, how did this happen? They haven't made any arrests, and they're investigating what happened. But I don't get it. I mean, I don't, like I said, in this day and age, I don't get it, but she's a kid. She goes outside. Maybe she's supposed to go to school and doesn't make it to the bus, or she goes outside early, or something happens, unforeseen thing, happens, and this is the end result. It's awful.
When you go outside when it's that cold at first, you know, if the parent went outside and like, oh, it's cold, get to the bus fast. It's only after you're out there for, you know, half a minute, and you understand, oh, this is serious cold.
Right. So if you just make the quick exit, hey, honey, bye, boom, they're off. And that's why they said, as Kyle knows, that's why they said no dropping kids at letting them get on the bus. They weren't even having that happen a couple of days because for that very reason. How long were they waiting? How long are they standing there waiting, even if they have all the proper things on, the hats and the gloves and the coats and everything else? It's just that cold, deathly cold. It's very sad. I just can't even wrap my head around that. Just a six-year-old, just absolutely awful to hear that story, for sure.
I don't know if it gets reported there, but a lot of times there'll be drinking and freezing accidents.
Yeah.
It makes the news at least a couple of times a year.
Yeah, see, there you go. So too much to drink, boom, you're out there, and then that's it. Yeah. And there were, when the last snowstorm and the cold temperatures, there were a couple of deaths like that. And there was another woman, sadly, had Alzheimer's, wandered out. Of course, same thing. She froze to death. And it's been just that kind of a season. And I'll tell you what, I haven't met anyone in the Midwest, even in the South and the Northeast, that doesn't want to see an end to the winter weather. They're ready for spring. I mean, they are ready for spring. Somebody who is ready for something completely different. I'm going to end on this note, because if you turn on MSNBC, still, although they've gotten a little bit away from it, it's like the Chris Christie Network. Any breaking news, it's Chris Christie. It's all about Chris Christie. And Chris Christie finally said today, I mean, that famous temper of his, he had enough. He wasn't answering any more bridge closing questions. But they keep coming. I mean, this is a story that has more than 15 minutes. It has like 5 hours. So the governor's press secretary met with the feds for hours and answered questions about what role he played, if he did play a role, in the closing of the lanes on the George Washington Bridge in September. If you don't know the story, quickly, I'll re-rack it for you. The governor of New Jersey, who is famous for being a little bit of a bully, and that's now being questioned, he was enjoying the season of love on the cover of Time magazine. People talking about, oh, this is a guy that, you know, New Jersey's Democratic and the Democrats are voting for him. How perfect would he be as the Republican nominee in 2016? And then everything blew up with this bridge deal. As he was running to be governor again, and he had the overwhelming numbers, for some reason the mayor of Fort Lee wasn't backing him, and that upset some of the people in his administration, and you would think him, I guess. So how do you get back at the Fort Lee mayor? You close the lanes, the access lanes. He's saying he is shocked. He had nothing to do with it. He fired two of his closest people. And now the question is, they keep digging and digging and digging to see if there is any direct tie to Christie. And the press aide, or the press secretary, is the first member of the inner circle to acknowledge having met with investigators as they look into the political retribution possibly aimed at that mayor. So far, nothing has come out. No charges, anything like that. But they're not giving up on this. And the governor said he's not answering any more questions, that he knows nothing about it. He had nothing to do with the lane closures. You know, I have some swamp land in Florida. I might call Chris Christie.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also,